after these messages. We'll be right back.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Are you in good hands?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome to After These Messages, where we bring you hot takes on commercial breaks. That's right, we are here to talk about TV commercials, good ones and bad ones, and ones where people say weird shit like this.
You got bamboozled!
My name is Andrew Walsh, and I'm here with Genevieve Haz. Hello, Veeves.
Hi, Andrew.
I've been cooking up something special for you today, Genevieve.
Oh boy, okay.
You know, I want people to know that I listen to their feedback. I have heard before that when I create games and quizzes for you on this show, people say, boy, that seemed like a kind of a half-cocked idea, hastily made.
Right. Mostly you're hearing that from me.
I hear phrases like, that was an insult to my intelligence.
Yeah.
Stuff of that nature.
Sure.
Well, today I've created something that should put those critics, I believe, that should silence those critics a little bit. It's a high-minded quiz. In fact, I'm hoping that I have confidence that you will be fine with it. I worry about some of our slower listeners, but
sure.
I think I'm pretty sure everybody will be able to enjoy this quiz, at least on some level.
Maybe they can
enjoy it at least on their level, even if they don't get it on the high-minded level that I created it.
Yeah,
with.
Sure.
Okay. So I'll tell you more about that in a second. Also, we will check in with the Ad Council, as always. Anything cooking in the Ad Council that is worth mentioning here at the top of the show?
We got some reactions to that Audi ad that sent me into orbit last week.
Remind me?
The one where she's this, like, woman with too much money and time on her hands is like rotating through all of the options for the headlight pattern or whatever headlight design. And we've got a homemade jingle from somebody that is going to go toe to toe with a real jingle.
Ooh.
For a product that's very close to our hearts.
Oh, nice. And if time allows, we might even dip our toes a little bit into Andy's corner.
Oh, okay. I love
saw
Andy's
something
corner.
When I was preparing this high-minded quiz
today.
How does
a rainforest lose its virginity anyway?
As I was preparing this high-minded quiz today, I did come across a commercial that is not part of the quiz at all. I don't know why the algorithm suggested it, but I hit play on it out of a sense of nostalgia, and then I heard something in the ad that really caught my ear. I want to play that for you, if time permits. If not, we can do that next week. But here, let me tell you about...
If time permits, on a show where we periodically turn in a three-hour show.
Well, but we're watching the clock today. We want to kind of sweep the quarter hours. We're looking at TSL, all those good things. Before I get into the quiz, let me set it up for you a little bit. Are you familiar with the game of chicken?
Like where you have two hicks on a tractor and they're driving the tractors at each other?
Exactly.
Great, okay.
Or it can be on bicycles,
right.
Kids on bicycles riding towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially a game where...
It's not two hicks on a tractor, I'm not interested.
Okay, gotcha. Well, it's a game exactly like that, only because we're a podcast and we can't actually drive tractors or bicycles or hot rods at each other. We're going to play it like this. I'm going to play a clip of a TV commercial for you,
mm-hmm.
just a little audio clip, and you have to tell me if the person who is speaking is wearing a chicken suit.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So we are calling it a game of chicken here on, what is it called? After these messages.
Have you seen my chicken? 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 Have you seen my chicken?
Okay, you ready for the first one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so I'm going to play for you just a little clip, and I've isolated these two, so I can play them for you over and over if you need to, like, listen very, very closely to understand whether or not the person's wearing a chicken costume when they say this line. Here is the first one. Is the speaker in this commercial wearing a chicken costume?
People say I'm obsessed with chicken. I don't know where they get that.
Yes.
You think that person...
People say I'm obsessed with chicken. I don't know where they get that.
Why do you think that person's wearing a chicken costume?
I'm pretty sure... I might want to take my answer back. I'm pretty sure I know the ad. I think it's It's like the owner or whatever of one of the big chicken companies.
Jim Perdue.
Perdue,
I believe, is the name you're looking for there. But and you're actually right. It is Jim Perdue.
But is he wearing the costume?
Is he wearing the costume?
I know that the joke is like there's so much evidence in the ad that he's crazy mm-hmm. about chickens, but does it start out with him in a costume? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm crazy. I'm going to change my answer to not wearing a chicken.
You're going
to
say he's not wearing costume. A chicken costume now. Should I allow that as the judge?
I mean, I don't know. You tell me.
I'll allow it. All right. Sure. Okay. Please turn your attention to the screen to your right. Here is according to the internet, a commercial that aired in the year 2000 starring Jim Perdue, obsessed with chickens.
People say I'm obsessed with chicken. I don't know where they get that. True, my family's been in the chicken business for 3 generations. We did develop our own breed of chicken. And yeah, I am dedicated to the highest quality standards. But obsessed? That's ridiculous.
Perdue. A healthy obsession with chicken.
Now, he is obsessed. As you guessed, there's a lot of evidence that he is obsessed with chicken. At one point, he's putting on chicken-shaped slippers as he goes to bed. He's changing into a chicken T-shirt at one point.
Yeah.
He gets under
all
the covers.
All very macabre when you think about the sort of full, you know, situation, the full context.
I'm sure those chicken farms are very clean and lovely places for chickens, these massive industrial chicken farm.
Oh, yeah. First of all, they're obviously terrible. And secondly, there's just something, this is not a new, you know, idea even on this show to talk about, but the idea of like cutely personifying the animal that is slaughtered and eaten is, mm-hmm. I do think there's something.
No, he didn't personify it. He's just got a bunch of little stuff that has chickens on
it. I know, but like treating it like making them like, you know, thinking about like having slippers made like that made to look like a chicken. Mm-hmm. I mean, doesn't that seem like, doesn't there seem to be an element of the macabre in that?
Because it's selling dead chicken
to
eat.
It's like somehow like treating
like the
them
chickens,
like,
the chicken slippers themselves are not macabre, right? If you went to a friend's house and they had chicken
slippers. Yeah, people have stuff like that all the time. But there's just something.
Yeah, people have chicken slippers all the time.
Well, I mean, yeah, it wouldn't be the weirdest thing. It would be like, mm-hmm. oh, a little cute affectation mm-hmm. or whatever if someone, you know, had them in real life. But I just think like turning a chicken into a character or like a mascot,
a symbol,
when it's, you know, a grisly business, mm-hmm. let's be honest.
It is.
It's just something that, it's something we do. I mean, we do it every Thanksgiving, right? How many turkey icons are used, you know, the beautiful bird with its plumage and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, we kill it and pluck it and eat it.
I would like to put an end to the pardoning of the turkey that the president does every single Thanksgiving. I think it's ridiculous.
You and the creators of Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah? Is that a thing?
It's a real thing on that show, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play for you another clip of tape, and you have to tell me, is this person wearing a chicken costume?
I got it! I got it! I got it! Come on and see me, brother! I got it! I got it! I got it.
You think that person is wearing a chicken
costume? He sure sounds like he's doing a chicken voice.
I got it. I got it. I got it. Come on and see me, brother. I got it. I got it. I got it.
I'll say yes.
You're going to say yes. This person is wearing a chicken suit.
Yeah.
I will ask you to turn your attention to the screen to your right. This is a commercial. This is a local used car commercial for a place called Happy Motors in Chattanooga, and it is in the style.
Chattanooga's a fun weekend.
It's a place.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun weekend to go spend.
Oh,
the weekend
I thought
there.
You thought Chattanooga was a period of time.
No, it's like it can give you a fun weekend.
I understand. Sorry. Hey, you spend your afternoon creating a chicken-related quiz.
Right.
You're going to come into the show with a strange mindset. okay, so I think this was like sort of one of those, you know, very low-budget used car lot commercials that people in Chattanooga probably, I don't know when exactly this was on the air, but I think I discovered this in like a subreddit where people were reminiscing about this commercial. So here, I'll play the whole thing for you. And you are absolutely right, by the way. This has a crazy guy in a chicken suit. I'm assuming the owner or a spokesperson or a salesperson for Happy Motors. And he is running around the lot being generally manic.
You need some cash? Do you need some money?
Hey, let me tell you something. We make you happy down at Happy Motors. Pawn your car title. No credit needed. No credit check. We're going to let you the money you need right now. 10 minutes. We're going to let you have the money you need. We're going to make you happy at Happy Motors. Pawn your car title. I got it at Happy Motors. I got it. I got it. I got it. Come on and see me, brother. I got it. I got it. I got it.
I don't know why he keeps screaming, I got it. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, is it like there? I'm a little fuzzy on the pawn your car title. You come in with your existing car title, you pawn it to them, which anybody,
it seems like a decision you should be making in 10 minutes. As it definitely seems.
I mean, like if someone said create a commercial that makes someone seem untrustworthy, they couldn't do it any better. They're like that would be the absolutely. Just perfection, platonic ideal of how to make an ad where the seller seems untrustworthy.
That is true. Like, you wouldn't want that style of commercial for, say, a bank.
Or, frankly, even a car salesman.
or anybody who is going to get in the business of lending money or you owing money to
owing
them.
I don't want to owe money to anyone involved in that creative output.
I wonder, by the way, I would like to say something. It was a little bit more difficult to find commercials with people in chicken suits than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
It might just be the SEO on that. Because I feel like if you go back through time, there should be just hundreds of thousands of commercials starring people in chicken suits.
It does feel like, I mean, I like that's a great example. That's like the most extreme example, but a great example of the kind of thing I feel like we saw all the time as kids for like local car, like used car lots, but also like a mattress store or like, you know, it has a very like put somebody in a chicken suit and have them scream and shout on a local lot of whatever they're selling, right?
Exactly. I thought I'd find more appliance stores. Yeah, spoiler exactly. alert, there are none in this quiz that I could find. So, again, it's just that like people just aren't categorizing things in that way, I suppose. And they don't, I guess, here's what I'm saying. I feel like our society doesn't value the chicken suit as much as I thought it did going into this today. And
yeah,
that's
a little bit
disappointing.
It is disappointing.
Okay, I'm going to play another clip for you. Is the person who says this line, or really these lines, I did have to sort of tighten it up. The person who says these lines.
You Kate Middleton'd it?
Oh, what happened there? Oh, that photo.
The photo, yeah. Right. The photoshopping.
What is with that?
Well,
it's a photo of Kate Middleton with her children.
And this all stems from her having been out of the public eye for several weeks, and the Palace with its just trademark spot on sense for what's going to be a good PR move, being very cagey about it and weird. And like, I understand she's a person who, you know, they all want their privacy until it comes time to cash the public monies that they're apparently entitled to. But, you know, whatever. She apparently had some kind of surgery. She wants to be private about it. I get that. But the firm.
Yeah, she's no Secretary of Defense.
Right. So, but the firm, like, or you know, the family, the royal family, the Windsors, like, they're just weird and cagey about it. And then to try to put things to rest, they officially released a photo of her, like, hugging all three of her children. But then, like, because the AP has, like, screens for this kind of thing, it was immediately obvious to somebody who does this kind of work at the AP, some photo, editor or somebody.
I didn't know that that's where the room or that's where it originated. The sleuthing originated. I thought it was just
the AP
internet.
Said you have to pull it because this does not meet our standards for it's been tampered with beyond what we allow in terms of photo editing.
Like one of the kids' wrists doesn't match up or
something
like that.
Something with the hands and the wrists didn't. The hands didn't match up properly or there was something to my casual eye I couldn't spot the problem.
I saw one that was sort of cropped around the corner, so I think whatever was the offensive edit was not in the version I saw, and I meant to, because I was looking at it, I read it and I was like, I don't get this joke, and then I started reading the description of why it was a funny joke, but it was like some memeified version of it, but people were like, oh, but the bad photoshops aren't even in this crop.
Well, I saw the real photo and I couldn't immediately spot what the bad edit was, But then the prince, then Kate came out and said, oh, I'm the one who photoshopped it for reasons. Who knows?
Yeah, I see her behind the computer doing a lot of photoshopping.
Exactly. Like, that makes zero sense.
Yeah. She's probably smoking weed, listening to Pink Floyd, just doing a little bit of photo editing.
And the world is having a fun time with the conspiracy theory in this. Frankly, I think because we need a break from the, like, actual terrible,
constant drumbeat of terrible news.
Constant drumbeat of terrible news. It's like the stakes are relatively low for this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of doubt that there's anything really nefarious happening. I mean, maybe her health situation is worse than they want to report. I hope that's not true. But whatever it is, it's not going to affect anybody's real, like, any, you know, it's not going to affect the world in a real way. So it's kind of, the stakes are very low and it's kind of harmless, fun speculation. But I just can never... I can't believe that even at this late date, even when they have these incredibly charismatic young royals, you know, in waiting for the throne, the Windsors cannot get the fuck out of their own way. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just the worst.
Well, to answer your question, yes, I Kate Middleton this drop a little bit. Just for time. But you have to tell me, is the person who is saying these lines wearing a chicken suit? Nice attempt to stall and distract me and think that you could get away without finishing this quiz.
This is a very time... This is, like, topical.
It is.
Put on that vest. Not that one.
Okay, that's elliptical.
Mm-hmm. So you don't remember that. I was wondering if you'd remember it. I didn't either.
I don't.
But I'll tell you
this.
Will
I remember it when I see it?
I don't know. I'm actually really interested in finding that out, because I will say that this ad... though maybe not iconic on its own, is actually part of a very iconic advertising campaign that I found out about, I believe, after the fact.
Okay. Is the person speaking wearing a chicken outfit?
Put on that vest. Not that one.
I'll say no.
That person is not wearing a vest. I'm sorry. That person speaking is not a chicken, and nor is that person wearing a vest. They're speaking to somebody that they want to put on a vest.
Yikes.
And that person that they want to put on a vest is not a person. It's a chicken. It's somebody in a chicken suit, apparently, to my eye. And it is part of the Burger King subservient chicken campaign. Now, do you remember this?
I don't.
I think that somebody, maybe even Luke on the other podcast, has told me about this. I feel like I've heard about this after the fact. But Burger King back, I believe, in the early 2000s, launched some sort of new chicken sandwich, okay?
Okay. Was this part of the chicken? Was this the early days of the chicken wars?
Yeah, I believe so, actually, yeah. And, of course, it's Burger King, so the whole thing is you can have the chicken your way, however it is. And the way they advertised that on television was by having somebody dress up like a chicken, like a full-size human sort of chicken, and people, like, in this case, a guy telling the chicken what to do. The chicken is subservient. You can have chicken your way, however you want it.
Okay.
Put on a vest. Not that vest is the key here. I'll play the commercial for you in a moment. But that led to what some claim is like the very first, like, sort of online viral marketing campaign. That's a pretty broad claim, but it was early 2000s. And there was a website, I believe, called subservientchicken.com. Now, does this ring a bell to you?
No.
And it seemed like an interactive website where there was video footage of the chicken, of the subservient chicken, the one that appears in the commercials. Again, like, a, just very clearly a person dressed up in a chicken costume. And you would type in what you wanted the chicken to do.
Okay.
And the chicken would do it. But this is before AI, and it's not animation. So I think
it
was...
They just had it do a bunch of
things.
They
had, the creators, and I'm sorry that I can't remember the agency that came up with this whole thing, but they just came up with, like, a database of, like, hundreds and hundreds of acts that this chicken could do. And then if you said, hey, you know, bend over and touch your toes, right, or whatever, the chicken would do that. And apparently if you told it to do something naughty, it would sort of wag wing at you.
They have some sort of default where if it either doesn't have that or they don't want it doing that, yeah, it, like, doesn't do it. It reminds me of, as this is the time in every week's show when I tell a story from 30 Rock, but there's a plot line in 30 Rock where Tracy has made a porn video game.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And he has Jenna voice some of the characters, and so they have a scene where she's like, he wants them to, all the characters, to be able to do whatever freaky thing somebody can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have Jane Krakowski saying things like, touch my knee, touch my armpit.
So this commercial that was part of the campaign, I believe this is the very first commercial in the campaign, and you can look at your screen now, watch this. I got to say, it's pretty risque. So you see sort of just like kind of a stonery looking guy in a very modest apartment, and he's hanging out. And then the chicken, again, full-size human chicken, I got to keep reiterating that, is standing in the corner, and he barely looks up and just says to this chicken, who I guess is his roommate or potentially his lover, and says, put on that vest. And the chicken comes around the corner wearing, I believe, some sort of more of a Western style vest, and he says, not that one. The chicken disappears and then comes back wearing like a negligee style vest.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then they're like, have chicken your way. Here, take a listen.
Put on that vest. Not that one.
Oh, it's actually more of like a scout leader vest, right, that he puts on first.
It has like a bunch of medals and stuff on it.
Comes out in the negligee.
Chicken, just the way you like it. The new Tender Crisp is here. All white meat wrapped in a tempting crisp deliciousness.
That is...
The guy looks at the chicken...
profoundly upsetting.
Yes, and goes,
I like it. I would say on no planet would anyone describe that negligee as a vest.
Well, yeah, I guess, I suppose that's true.
I understand that they wanted to get to the sexual joke.
Yes.
And why is he... Did you mention this? While he's sitting on the couch kind of directing the chicken, he's also paid like paging through Polaroids of the chicken in different outfits.
I believe that is sort of a nod towards what you see on the website. The chicken, like, in various positions, wearing different outfits and stuff. In fact, this was saved on Vimeo, and after that one played, it just rolled into another one. And this one, it's the same guy, and he's still on the couch, same exact scene with the chicken. The chicken is still wearing that negligee vest. I have no idea what's going to happen here. The computer just rolled into this one. I'm interested in seeing what the follow-up is. So the chicken's wearing the vest, spinning around, doing a little fashion show.
Music.
So the chicken... The chicken turns on the stereo.
Chicken, just the way you like it.
So the chicken turns on the stereo. He says, not that music. The chicken disappears around the corner again and comes out playing an accordion.
This guy likes some weird shit.
Yeah, he does. And I love that it's all setting up people, though, to go to the website and make the chicken do whatever they want. And I like the fact, I always say this, but it's not just weird. It ties into what they're trying to say, which is chicken your way.
No, I think it's fun. It's like, it's definitely attention grabbing. There's something about the guy. He's not unhandsome, but he has an uncomfortable vibe. He's wearing a green military green kind of jacket or a shirt over his over his t-shirt or whatever, and it gives him, there's just something about the way he's styled that makes you think like disaffected loner.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
it's kind of like an Eddie Vedder style look, that green jacket. This
I guess so. Or 2000s. Travis Bickle's another, you know, place you could take it.
Sure, yeah.
And I think like disaffected.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. And I mean, I think like he's meant to convey a certain kind of like antisocial vibe. I mean,
I just got slacker though. Keep in mind, this is like literally the year. Oh, no, it's not the year 2000. It might be a little bit later than that. I just sort of got like leftover 90s grunge vibes.
But his hair's cut short. He's not he's not giving off a lot of grunge.
Yeah, I guess not. He's definitely giving off a lot of something.
He's not wearing
though,
flannel.
And it's very upsetting.
If they wanted to have him be like a grungy guy, he would look different, I think. He'd have longer hair and he'd be wearing flannel.
Okay, don't look at the screen. I am going to play for you another clip of tape here. And you're going to tell me, is the speaker in this case dressed up like a chicken.
This job is the kind of job that I started with. This will be a life-altering event.
I guess I will say yes.
This job is the kind of job that I started with. This will be a life-altering event.
Yeah, that's a chicken talking. That's a chicken man.
Yeah, that's a chicken man.
I think that's a person dressed up as a chicken. Take a look. Believe it or not, this is a commercial for a college. I don't know what level of accreditation.
Sounds like a good college.
It's something called Antelope Valley College. Take a look at this, Genevieve. I'll tell you what you're seeing. You are seeing an employer behind a desk, sort of an older white man, I believe. And it's from the perspective of the person applying for a job. So, like, it's like you are the person in the seat. Yeah, it's POV. And you even see, like, kind of your own hand sort of take a resume or shake his hand at one point.
You're perfect for this job. This job is the kind of job that I started with. This will be a life-altering event. Girlfriend, home, car, money, and the nightlife for you. You don't even need a college degree.
Antelope Valley College. Get on track to a bright future today.
So unfortunately, you were wrong.
I was wrong on
the
that
person
one.
Speaking in that case was not wearing a chicken outfit. It was somebody wearing a suit and telling somebody, hey, you're going to love this job. It's going to take you far. And then at the end, it gets weirdly surreal as the employer's face sort of disembodies and comes screaming at the television like a ghoul. And then we flash to the actual job and we see our stand-in, us, on the street corner, dressed up fully as a chicken, holding up one of those signs that says grand opening, while people are honking their horns. And did you hear somebody yell loser? Somebody literally yelled loser. Antelope Valley College. Is this the style of commercial that you think as somebody who works in the communications department of the University of Washington, is this something that maybe you could see the UW embracing?
Well, Antelope Valley College is a community college in California.
It is a community college.
It is public.
Okay.
So it is a community, is a public community college. But I would say, you know, just in a different sort of weight class than the University of Washington.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm going to play. Well, congratulations. That's the first one you got wrong. So I'm saying congratulations to me.
Congratulations
for finally,
to you.
Stumping
Thank you.
Here, how about I play this clip of tape? Is the person who is uttering this phrase wearing a chicken costume?
My dream's to never have to wake up before midday ever again.
Does that sound like a person who'd be wearing a chicken costume?
My dream's to never have to wake up before midday ever again.
It does sound like someone in a chicken costume to me.
You think that's somebody wearing a chicken costume? Well, let's see if you're right. Turn your attention, please, to the screen to your right. We see a fella. It's just a very tight shot on his face. But if you know what we're doing here today and you've already caught on to what we're doing, you can sort of see that he's probably wearing a chicken costume once that camera pulls out a little ways.
My dream's to never have to wake up before midday. Ever again.
He puts on the chicken head.
You gonna come in here?
So he puts on the chicken head. The camera backs up. We see he is indeed wearing a chicken costume, so congratulations. And again, he's on the street corner outside some sort of a used car lot, making chicken noises, flipping signs around, trying to entice people to come into the business.
Hey, we don't choose the dreams, but with Lotto's massive $30 million super draw, we could make plenty come true. That's right, $30 million. So get your entry in before Saturday, December 29th, and you could...
You think that's Australia or New Zealand?
Sounds like Australia to me, but I'm no expert. That is the most demoralizing. A lot of these are very demoralizing.
Yeah.
There's something about what I'm learning from this quiz is that you can't always tell from the sound whether someone's in a chicken costume, but you can always tell that if somebody's in a chicken costume, some sad doings are afoot.
Yeah, or potentially a foot.
No one's ever put in a chicken costume to demonstrate or signal
success.
Success. Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. It's like it's somehow. I mean, that's what's wild to me about signifiers like this is when you start to like look at the, when you sort of step back for a second and see how this one signifier is used again and again, it's just like, how do we say someone's a loser? Put him in a chicken costume. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to think that the rest of this quiz might belie that.
All right. But I'd love to see these winners who are in a chicken costume.
But I'm not entirely confident it will. But I'd like to think that it could, maybe. Okay, I'm going to play another clue for you here. Listen to this. And I will warn you, this has also been Kate Middleton. This is a collage of lines all by the same person from a commercial. Is this person wearing a chicken costume?
Raised without antibiotics. Mom approved. Caffeine free.
That person.
They sound too successful in life to be wearing a chicken costume.
Raised without antibiotics. Mom approved. Caffeine free.
I'll okay. say no.
You're going to say that person is not wearing a chicken costume. Yeah. Okay, well, I will tell you that this is a commercial for Sanderson Farms, which is not a brand that I was familiar with. You know, what was the one we mentioned at the top of the show? Purdue, of course, I'm familiar with. Foster Farms, I'm familiar with. This is Sanderson Farms, and we have two fellas, and I believe they might be farmers. Yeah, this is a scene out on a farm, kind of an idyllic-looking scene. You got two farmers standing out there looking farmery, talking to the camera. Between them,
you can tell which ones are farmers, not just by their clothes, but by the fact that they've got their thumbs tucked into their belt loops.
Yeah, one guy has his thumbs in his belt loops, the other guy has his thumbs in his pants pockets. And then between them, though, is a Madison Avenue guy who's like wearing a suit with no tie, open collar. And he's going to be portrayed here as a little bit of an out of touch madman style guy.
I'm no marketing guru, but this guy is.
He's from Madison Avenue. He likes to say things like,
raised without antibiotics.
That's a phrase he invented to make chickens sound safer. And it doesn't mean much because by federal law, all chickens must be clear of antibiotics before they leave the farm.
I got more.
Mom approved. Caffeine free.
We think Mr. Marketing Guru would fit in better at a different chicken company.
Ooh, I got it. Gluten free.
All chickens gluten free.
I don't think that's... Okay, no, it is.
Fresh, delicious chicken.
He looks down on his phone to... fact check that. I think it's kind of a funny commercial.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I like the performances. I will say farmer number one is really threading a needle there with his all chicken has to leave the farm cleared of antibiotics. That is demonstrably different than raised without antibiotics.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I think the guy, though, in the commercial says antibiotics free.
Does he not say free, like raised without?
Here, let's take a listen again.
This guy is.
He's from Madison Avenue. He likes to say things like,
raised without antibiotics.
I see. No, nope, yeah, you're they're right.
That's different than must be cleared of antibiotics by the time they ship.
Oh, interesting there. So congratulations. Like,
so in an ad that is supposed to be about empty buzzwords and marketing phrases, I feel like they stepped on their own message a little bit there.
I feel like you're missing the point, though. You are
really killing this
Nobody quiz.
Nobody even had a chicken suit in that one.
Nobody even had a chicken suit in that one.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe I could get you on that.
How many? So I'm doing, what did I do? Like, is it 5-1 here?
Something like that. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to play. By the way, I also thought are you ready for Snowflake Corner? Oh, we should have a little sounder for that. This does not look like a very old commercial, but I got to say, if I were at a, if I was in on a meeting, I'd probably avoid using Guru.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe I'm confusing that because I used to say back in the day, before society was more sensitive to these things, I remember I would refer to somebody as like, this is so-and-so. He's sort of our Sherpa on this or whatever.
I don't use Sherpa anymore.
And I know for a fact that people do not, that is...
Sherpa is an actual, ethnicity or culture of its own. Guru is just a Sanskrit term for mentor.
Yeah.
It is of a different language, but there's a million other words in our language
that come from other languages.
I mean, I think if we have to start scrubbing our language of everything that has an origin not from the Queen's English.
Because you could say, not that you would, but you could say, I'm trying to think of a work example of let's say there's a complicated, let's say that there's somebody who really knows the ins and outs of some audio software, just say, or Adobe Premiere or whatever, and just in my line of work, just say, oh, he's the Adobe Premiere guru, or you could say he's the high priest of Adobe Premiere. You wouldn't say the high priest, but like that is a title. It's not in the same way guru would sort of be the same way, right? It's not
if guru literally just means mentor in a different language, like what's the difference?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That
can we not say high priest? I'm going to keep
saying it. No, I think you're missing my point, which is I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that it's more of just like it's an occupation or something.
I see.
As opposed, like, you would have no problem saying high priest. It would be weird because that's not how we really use that phrase. But anyway, so I will take all of that back. In fact, I'll even see if I can cut it out of the show. Okay, so I'm going to play for you one more. No, actually a few more here, but here's the next one. Tell me, do you think this is somebody who's dressed up like a chicken?
Boy, it sure sounds like somebody who's dressed up like a chicken.
Are you sure, though? Do you want to listen again?
But I almost think, like, what if you're trying to really throw me off the scent by having someone who really sounds like they're in a chicken costume?
I feel like if you listen closely, you should be able to tell. Sound like somebody who'd wear it.
You're putting your thumb on the scale pretty hard here.
Am I?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying I think I believe in you to listen closely to the audio clues.
All right, let's go with the obvious answer. It is somebody in a chicken costume.
You think
costume.
It's somebody in a chicken costume?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see.
He's an American classic, a comedy legend, the famous San Diego Chicken, the funniest, craziest, and one of the most beloved comics ever. And now for the first time on video, it's the Chicken's Greatest Bits. If you love to laugh, here's the tape you've got to have. It's one hilarious routine after another, caught in the act of his outrageous live performances. More than 55 million people have seen the Chicken in person in all 50 states and around the world. But the Chicken's home video is not in stores. This is a limited time television offer, the comedy tape of the year. Yes, everybody loves the Chicken. Well, almost everybody. Here's how to order now.
To order your copy of
how
the Chicken's Greatest Hits video, have your
the comedy chicken, the San Diego Comedy Chicken video, and also who
you call 1-800-421-2000 or
I'm gonna
send
go on eBay
$19.95
right now.
Plus $4.50 shipping and handling to Chicken Video, P.O. Box 2666, Atlanta, Georgia 30301.
The promo, a print of the San Diego Chicken is $8. I'm not seeing the video anywhere here.
Greatest Bits. That commercial is supposedly from 1993.
I bet that thing is vanishingly rare, actually. If it's not on eBay, it must be kind of hard to find.
Do you know that the San Diego Chicken is probably the most litigious chicken in chicken history? Like, you think of a team mascot. Well, let me just ask you this. And I'm sorry, I'm not like actually trying to like quiz you on this, but I'm, I guess, going to put it in that form. What do you think the San Diego Chicken is?
What do I think it is?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a chicken, but like, what is its role in the world?
Is it not a sports mascot?
Not really. Oh. I mean, sort of, but tangentially. But in let me put it this way. I'm a Seattle Mariners fan. The Seattle Mariners have their mascot. And
yeah,
it is
the Mariner Moose.
The Mariner Moose. And it's a property. It's intellectual property. I mean, who can own a moose, of
right.
course. But
or even the idea of a moose.
Right. But it's the intellectual property of the Seattle Mariners. They came up with it. They marketed it. They have trademarks on it and all that stuff. The San Diego Chicken was actually created as a promotional spokes chicken, I guess, or a promotional comedy bit by a radio station.
I think you mean comedy legend.
Comedy legend by a radio station, KGB or
oh,
something.
Okay.
I think KGB
that
might
would
be something
great.
Else. KBG, maybe, in the San Diego area. And it was a chicken that would show up at Padres games, but then also, as you saw in the video, ice hockey games.
That's true. I just mostly saw it at baseball things, so I just assumed it was a baseball mascot. But you're right. It goes everywhere.
And
I really like the bit, by the way. I'm like making fun of anyone who would buy it, but they do a bit where someone tears off its clothes and
yes.
it's like a naked chicken underneath.
I found another. I found a more modern
phenomenal.
Commercial where that happens again like you see him in the clubhouse with a bunch of Padres. So like, I think what happened is like, I think that there was a recent lawsuit in the past 10 years or something between the Padres and the San Diego Chicken again, because it's a guy who, somehow like he was the first person to don the outfit, but he was assigned to do that or hired to do that by the radio station. But somehow I believe he wrested the property rights of it away from the radio station.
Wow, and was like, it now, Ted like, Giannoulis?
Yes, exactly. And I think it's like him and his wife actually own it or something. And I could be wrong about that. And I think recently
he was like I'll forego my Christmas bonus. And I just get all the licensing rights for the San Diego Chicken.
And I think there were lawsuits way back in the 70s about who owned it and who didn't. There was a lawsuit where he tackled some cheerleader at one point and she got injured. And somebody sued him.
I hope he had chicken liability insurance.
Yeah, I hope so, too. It's very expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
I mean, would you want to insure that?
No.
Would you want to insure the San Diego Chicken?
No, I mean, I don't think like it would bankrupt us. What if one thing goes wrong?
And then he did some bit either in a video or something where he like fought Barney,
the dinosaur?
Barney and Friends, but it was a parody of Barney, so the people who created Barney sued him, but he won.
It was Blarney
because it was under like, you know, it was allowed under parody law or something like that. Like, yeah, the story of the San Diego Chicken is very complicated, and
that's a fun Netflix documentary.
Oh, you're right. That
right
would be
there.
A good one.
Somebody yeah. get on that.
Except I think people might shy away from stuff like that when you know that the person is specifically litigious.
I suppose that's true.
Okay, you ready for another of these bad boys?
Yeah.
Congratulations on that, by the way. You got it right.
Thank you.
I knew if you listened very closely, you could tell if that was a chicken making those noises. How about this?
Best fast food fried chicken in America. You ever try it?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Did you need to hear it again?
Best fast food fried chicken in America. You ever try it?
I'll say no.
You think no, that person is not yeah. wearing a chicken costume. I will direct your attention, ladies and gentlemen, to the screen to Genevieve's right. Sorry, podcast listeners. This is just for Genevieve.
Man, sure smells like Royal Farms fried chicken.
So we see a guy and he's filling up his car at Royal Farms, which I take to be sort of a gas station, but sort of, you know, quickie mart type of thing that is pretty expansive.
That
and
also
I think
has like a chicken, fried chicken restaurant.
And I believe it's in the mid-Atlantic region
okay.
because they have, and I discovered this today, Justin Tucker. I don't think this is Justin Tucker in this one. This is Justin Tucker. Yeah, so it's actually Justin Tucker, probably the best place kicker in football for the Baltimore Ravens. And also, if you're keeping track at home, also the kicker on my fantasy team, I think three seasons straight now. I always pick a kicker way too early because I just know Justin Tucker is really good.
Having a good kicker is like,
yeah.
it's like a... it's money in the bank.
Yeah, it's a nice little
with fantasy.
Yeah. So anyway, so we have Justin Tucker, the best kicker in the NFL, filling up his tank, and we actually hear his internal dialogue as he fills up. He can smell the chicken wafting from, you know, the store behind him, and then another car pulls up in the gas station spot, kind of right behind him, and a man gets out dressed fully as a chicken.
Man, sure smells like Royal Farms fried chicken.
Now the chicken is just staring at him. I don't know why it's got to be so menacing. Like it's sort of a real close up on it. The music is menacing.
I mean, the music is menacing. The chicken is making the expression that it's painted on face makes.
Right, but his his hands are on his hips, sort of akimbo.
Best fast food fried chicken in America. You ever try it?
That was the chicken who said that, by the way, so I'm afraid to say that you were wrong.
That wasn't the man?
No, I believe that the man is Justin Tucker, by the way. Please put some respect on that name.
I thought it was the man.
I don't think so. It is hard to tell because, well, the person...
Let me hear Justin Tucker's voice
again. Yeah, we'll play the whole thing again. And, of course, it's clearly, like, recorded differently. But I'm pretty sure that it's Justin Tucker saying, boy, it smells good. And then this chicken man comes up to him, stares him down for some reason, sort of confronts him at the gas pump and says, best fried chicken.
But with no movement
man,
of its beak.
Sure smells exactly. like Royal Farms fried chicken.
Best fast food fried chicken in America.
That's Justin Tucker talking.
I don't think so.
You see him move his hand to gesture at the chicken restaurant. The chicken is mad because it doesn't like to eat chicken.
Okay, then they...
Royal Farms, world famous.
I stand by my answer.
All right, here I'm going to enhance. I'm watching this on the small screen. My eyesight isn't good. And it's like one of those Woody Allen shots. It's like really far away, but the dialogue is happening, which makes it hard to tell who's talking. I will consider this again. Yep, I should turn up the volume, though, for those listeners who can't see my computer screen. I think that's almost all of them.
Best fast food fried chicken in America.
You can see him talking.
You ever try it?
I think he's just moving his mouth while the chicken talks. No, I will concede the point.
Concede.
Congratulations. You get the bell. I see. So that's why the menacing, that's why there's some menace going on here, because the chicken is upset that Justin Tucker would
But then the chicken is like, whatever, man, and they hug it out.
And they hug it out. Yeah. Exactly. Like they,
the chicken's like, oh, well, I guess they do
slaughter my people.
My people, but, you know, this is Justin Tucker. He's the best place kicker in America.
And do you think it would be legal to drive a car wearing that chicken mask?
No, I do not.
And why do you think, yeah, it's an interesting scenario, yeah. I guess I will say. So congratulations.
The important thing is that I was right.
I guess I would maybe, I guess I kind of lose some points for that.
Yeah, that's actually two for me.
Move your, no, I wouldn't go that far. Everybody calm down a little bit here. All right, I'm going to queue up a couple more of these ads. And while I do that, I'll play this for you. Is this a person wearing a chicken costume?
I can't sleep. Too excited for National Chicken Finger Day.
Oh, gosh, I hope it's not a chicken saying that. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, because a chicken probably would not be super excited about that.
Hope,
yeah.
Let's hope not.
Okay, do you want me to play it one more time for you here?
I already gave my answer.
I'm going to play it from one more time.
I can't sleep. Too excited for National Chicken Finger Day.
Okay, I will tell you this. You are right. That is not somebody wearing a chicken costume, although we are about to go on a pretty weird adventure with this. Is there any chance you recognize the voice? I don't think there's any chance you'd recognize this voice. I wouldn't even, and that's my superpower, but yeah. It is a famous person.
I can't sleep. Too excited for National Chicken Finger Day.
It's a very distinctive voice, so I'm sure I'll recognize the person and realize that it's their voice when I see them, but I cannot place it.
That is the voice of one Post Malone.
Oh, I would not have guessed that.
Now, let me explain something to you here, Genevieve. Post Malone, at some point, teamed up with the chicken fast food restaurant Raising Cane's. Okay?
Okay.
And they apparently...
Was this before he got super famous? Because that feels like low on the...
I think he was very famous. Because listen to
this. Chicken restaurant ranks.
I don't know if you know about this, but marketing now is more than just TV commercials, Genevieve. It's often sort of...
jury's still out on the internet.
It's immersive experiences. It is teaming up with celebrities to have them either be your creative directors, like we've seen with some McConaughey's.
It's intercutting commercial. It's intercutting products into full-length movies, as we'll get to later.
Oh, I'm excited about that. Yeah. So, apparently, there is a place called Midvale, Utah.
Okay.
And Raising Cane's teamed up with Post Malone and said, we're essentially handing you the keys to this Midvale, Utah Raising Cane's location.
Okay.
We want you to design it. We want your ideas for the design of the inside and the outside of this thing. And we want you to have control of the menu as well.
Oh, boy.
Of course, like so much of that is just marketing bullshit, whatever. Who knows how much of a hand he actually had in it. This commercial, which I'm going to play for you, apparently takes place inside of that Utah Raising Cane's location. And it's the middle of the night, and I guess this commercial supposes that it's really hard to get through this commercial.
In the world of this commercial.
In the world of this commercial, Post Malone sleeps here as well.
Okay. Kind of like who's the Reggie Miller who sleeps at the Wendy's?
Yeah. And
he loves Wendy's.
But there's more to it than that. He bunks here on the floor.
Yeah.
In a sleeping bag.
First thing I would have designed is get myself
bunk
a bed.
Beds, yeah. And apparently the owner and founder of Raising Cane's is also sleeping on the floor next to him. And they both are in these sleeping bags that look very realistically like chicken fingers. It's really off-putting.
Okay.
There's sort of a wacky booth behind them where you can maybe like eat your, you know, Raising Cane's if you're a customer during regular hours. But they're apparently having a sleepover at Post Malone's Raising Cane's location. They're sleeping on the ground. The sleeping bags are very weird.
Sentences that would not have made sense a decade ago.
And it starts with Post Malone saying, hey, Todd, are you awake? And then waking up Todd, who Todd must be the founder based on this commercial. I've not done any research on this. And he says, I can't sleep. I'm excited. National Chicken Finger Day is coming up. And then the founder says, well, have you thought about counting chicken fingers? And then he says, well, I'll tell you the story of how I started it. And then that's essentially where the commercial ends, until there's a button at the end of it, which I can't even begin to describe here. Let's get through the first part of this. So here we are. It's nighttime. Oh, that's the wrong one. Oh, damn it. That also, you saw that too, which means you're going to get the next one. Oh, well, here's the, here's what I meant to play here.
Todd. Todd, are you awake?
Todd.
What?
So they have like whatever kind of potato that is served at Raising Cane's is their pillows.
Yeah.
It looks like almost like dusted with Parmesan or something. They have these mini pillows laying around that say Cane's sauce on them, little buckets of Cane's sauce.
Right. Everything has been pillowified.
Yes. Todd. And it's all very realistic looking, so it's kind of gross.
Todd, are you awake?
Todd.
What? I can't sleep. Too excited for National Chicken Finger Day.
Why don't you try counting chicken fingers? That usually works.
Look at those sleeping bags. How off-putting is that?
They really look like a real chicken finger.
The real, like, yeah, textured but giant chicken finger.
Yeah.
Not working for me, Todd.
Would it help if I told you a story?
Okay.
You know it was a college dream of mine. And got the worst grade in the business planning class, so I had to go commercial fish in Alaska to raise money for the first Raising Cane's 27 years ago.
You're old.
He says you're old, then it says National Chicken Finger Day.
I honestly love that.
It's kind of
so
funny.
It's so weird.
Kind of funny. I love Post Malone in commercials. He's great in commercials.
He's great in commercials. He's got a lot of charisma. And I actually think Todd does a really good job of telling this, like, random personal story about how he started Raising Cane's.
I'll bet you it's not random, though. I'll bet you it's a story that he tells at every kind of...
Oh, I know. They've all heard the Alaska fishing boat story yeah, to death, but exactly. I haven't heard it.
Right.
And I think it's weirdly appealing in its...
Well, that's the Post Malone in a nutshell. Weirdly appealing.
Weirdly appealing. And there's sort of an innocent quality to it that I like.
So this is a one-minute commercial.
I think the visuals are good.
This is a one-minute commercial.
Yeah.
That, what you've heard so far, is 45 seconds. At the end, we see text, and it says National Chicken Finger Day, whatever. Now...
Is it really sad that those sleeping bags made me hungry?
I know. They look both gross and also kind of... Now, look, you can see on this pause screen here what this Raising Cane's looks like on the outside. It's all, like, painted pink with weird lighting effects on it. But now we're about to get the tag on this commercial for the last 15 seconds, and it's going to be inside Post Malone's restaurant, and he's going to be talking directly to us. And at first, everything seems normal, but then as the camera backs off, we notice that he's doing something weird.
Here at Post Malone's Raising Cane's in Midvale, Utah, and Raising Cane's all across the country, we pride ourselves on excellent service and delicious hand-battered chicken fingers cooked to order just for you.
So first of all, we have Post Malone music playing in the background, which just seems incongruous to me, even though we're looking at him. He's wearing like a shirt that an employee there would work, like
right,
one of those,
a polo shirt,
yeah. Black, says Raising Cane's on it. And we don't notice it at first, but the camera backs up and it looks like he's balancing a cup of soda on his head. As the camera continues to back up, we see that he's balancing, I don't know, 7 or 8 of these cups.
Yeah,
on
they
his
just
head.
They extend above his head for like 5 or 6 feet.
Yes, and it's just like a little visual joke. He never mentions it. They must be glued together, so I don't know how they're doing it.
I'm sure
it.
He's not really balancing it, but it's like, what is the point of that joke?
It's just so weird.
It's weird.
Isn't it very
but I
weird?
Like it. It's of a piece with this like kind of sweet, dorky ad.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's strange. It's strange. I'd like
and
to
I mean,
see
that
more
song
of
that
those.
They were playing was like one that, you know, he was already very famous when that song came out.
Again, he's not a nobody here. If you're partnering with a celebrity to like change your menu, because was it Burger King who did that or McDonald's? It was kind of like a celebrity. They were teaming up with like A-list celebrities and musicians who were like, okay, well, no, my meal will be this with the onion rings or whatever.
No, I understand that. And I don't disagree that like lots of brands do this. I am a little shocked that a brand I've never heard of, because it's obviously a regional brand. It's not
Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
Oh no, Raising Cane's is really famous.
Where does it go?
Have it up here in the Northwest, but it's
We don't have them in the South either.
I don't know what their map is, but I believe that they've been gaining more and more like sort of marketing ground, and I think that like people, it's one of those things that people love, like Raising Cane's. Why was it in the news again recently? Oh, because of some kind of funny story about they bought a bunch of property for their Raising Cane's, and then there was some small print in the contract that said they weren't allowed to sell chicken there. But no, Raising Cane's is a pretty significant brand at this point. I almost wonder if they've never had a Super Bowl commercial.
I mean, I literally never heard of them.
That doesn't mean that it's not a significant chain, though.
All right.
Here, I'm looking at their, are you looking at their locations too? So there's the closest one to us is in Oregon, but they're peppered throughout the United States. It looks like the concentration of them are huge in Texas. Yeah. It looks like over 100 of them in Texas, but here in the Virginia and Indiana area, there's about 100 of them in kind of in the Midwest, or 150 or something. They're from New York to Miami,
well, it makes
Wisconsin.
Sense they're not really in New England. There are very few of them in the South, and there's none in this state, and there's relatively few in California. So it makes sense that like all the places I've lived, that we have not had them.
Yeah, and I mean, it looks like there are some here in Georgia, but I don't think that they existed when you lived in Georgia.
Yeah, that's
it looks
true.
Like
it's also
have,
been
like,
25
five
years.
Locations
yeah.
around. There's one in Atlanta, and then there's some in Athens in between the two. I didn't realize Atlanta and Athens are so close together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play for you one more I already kind of ruined this because I was on the wrong screen before and I'm mad about that. But I'm going to play something for you. You got to tell me.
I didn't see really anything.
You didn't see anything. Is this a person dressed as a chicken making this sound?
Buck, 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 buck.
Do you want to hear that again?
Yes, I do.
Buck, 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 buck.
I had the song in my head today for some reason.
Did I have my headphones turned up too loudly
I don't think so. But I was just up in the kitchen making myself a tuna salad sandwich and singing that song.
Raising Cane's wants to know my location. I'm going to say no to that. Okay, do you think that
unless if telling them would help us get one here, I'd like to try these chicken fingers.
Yeah, we can make a trek down to Oregon at some point. Do you think this is a person dressed as a chicken?
Buck, 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 buck. Buck, 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 buck.
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no. Why do you say no? Because you saw the screen?
I think because I saw the screen.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a man holding a chicken.
This is for Foster Farms.
So that's a cheat on my part.
No, it's not a cheat. It's me making a mistake and you taking advantage. If the proctor shows you the answers, what are you supposed to do?
I can't pretend not to know an answer.
No, that's on me.
I probably would have guessed wrong if it helps you to know that you did a good job with the quiz construction.
I messed up. I failed you. I failed myself. And I failed the listeners.
Absolutely.
Here is the commercial. It's called the Chicken Chorus by Foster Farms. And yes, we see a bunch of we don't see the people's faces or anything. We just see close-ups of chickens being held in human hands.
Chicken. Foster Farms Chicken Nuggets. 100% natural with no added hormones or steroids. Foster Farms. Amazing chicken.
Now that's another one to go back to your point.
They leave the farm cleared of antibiotics.
And also like we're looking at these cute little animals and oh, this is what they look like breaded. Oh, by the way, that's the other thing about that commercial. I thought you were going to say, aside from the antibiotics and they say it's gluten-free, all chicken is gluten-free. Is fried chicken gluten-free?
No.
Okay, so not all chicken is gluten-free, depending on how you prepare it.
Well, chicken is gluten-free.
Yeah, I suppose.
Fried,
so.
You know.
Yeah, how you prepare it is.
Crust is not.
Yeah. Okay, so congratulations.
Thank you.
That is not a person dressed as a chicken. Those were actual chickens. Or animation
puppet portrait chickens.
Puppet chickens, yeah. I guess, with the help of a little bit of animation. But congratulations on that, Genevieve.
Thank
how do you feel?
I feel like a winner. I feel like someone who will never have to wear a chicken suit to make a living.
Hopefully.
And now, a few minutes with Andy.
Old man, look at my life.
I consider myself to be an absolutely dead center, normal, average American.
My opinion that a great many women have one thing in common. They spend too much time and money fooling around with their hair.
I don't use foul language, and I don't like to hear anyone else use it either.
It's a fancy bottle. I bet that bottle costs more than the water. When does a rainforest lose its virginity anyway?
Old man, look at my
All right, old man Andy here to play a commercial for you. As I mentioned, it was very difficult for me to find. I thought I would find so many fun. I mean, we had a good time there. I think we saw some interesting
commercials.
We've
all had fun here.
We've all had fun here, God damn it. But I thought I'd find a lot more. I thought there'd be a lot more yeses in that than nos.
Right.
But anyway, somehow as I'm searching and scrolling through all these videos, I saw a commercial on YouTube for a toy called Mask, M-A-S-K. You know,
are you just spelling it so people know how mask is spelled?
Yeah, because it's a complicated word. No, it's an acronym, I believe. I don't know what it stands for, but I feel like I grew up in an era where, you know, this is one of those cartoon shows slash toy lines. Like there was also a show I watched as a kid called Cops, and it was C-O-P-S. And I don't know what any of them stood for.
Right.
I think did Cobra stand for something in G.I. Joe as well?
Very possibly. I don't know.
What does G.I. stand for?
General Infantry?
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Yeah, probably. What does GI stand for in GI Tract? Gastrointestinal.
Gastrointestinal, yeah.
Do you think it's Gastrointestinal Joe this whole time? Has anybody explored that? All right, so anyway, I was scrolling through a bunch of videos trying to stay on point, but I was like, oh, Mask. I sort of forgot about that. That was like one of those cartoon slash toy lines when I was a kid. And I hit play on it just out of just to see if it rang any bells to me aside from the name Mask. And I'll be honest with you, it didn't. This was not a toy I played with. And I don't know if I really watched the TV show much. I just remember it existing, right? But so I hit play on it. But it is the kind of commercial that I really like. It's just a couple of kids playing with their toys. You know what I mean? It's not like all animated. It's literally them, like close-ups of the kids holding the action figures and putting them into little vehicles that are flying around.
Your favorite thing.
It's my favorite thing. But it's something that one of the little boys says that caught my ear.
Mask, where illusion is the ultimate weapon.
Convert switchblade to jet mode. Surprise, Mask Tracker. It's mayhem. Battle station. Catch a decoder, Bruce.
It's mayhem.
It's mayhem.
Jacks ready to fire.
Mask, switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino.
Fire!
Each sold separately with action figure.
Cover me, Matt. 10-4. Sato's getting away. But you're not mayhem.
Mask. Switchblade.
You're not mayhem.
That kid also does think it's mayhem.
Yeah. Now, I'm not trying to say, hey, listen, Genevieve, I'm smarter than you think, because a child in the 80s also pronounces mayhem mayhem. But, you know, ever since you teased me for calling the spokesperson for Allstate, mayhem instead of mayhem, when I hear anybody else say the word, it stands out to me.
Yeah.
And so far, I've heard other people now in two different commercials, this is 2 weeks in a row or 3 weeks in a row, that I've heard people, you know, pronouncing it officially in, you know, in official productions as...
It's mayhem!
What is it?
Mayhem is everywhere.
So anyway, that's Andy's Corner. Just another little...
I'm with you. Like, I love watching the old school way of playing with toys where, like, you see the kid, like, adjust the leg so that it can sit in the little ATV properly.
I love it,
yeah.
It's complete mayhem.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind.
We started the show late today because I was working on that high-minded quiz about chicken costumes, and I thought I'd be able to put it together really quickly, but at a certain point I only had like 6 or 8, and I was like, that's not enough for a quiz, it's going to be a short show. And I looked down, we're just getting the feedback. We're over an hour already.
Yeah.
I need to remember, my quizzes, they don't have to be 10 questions.
Yeah, I always vamp.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. Anyway, you can make them as short as you like.
I mean, I think it's fine. I don't think our listeners are mad for the shows being too long or anything. I just seriously thought we were going to have a shortage of things to talk about today, and that's never the case with us.
All right, let's do. We can kind of jam through the ad council here though quickly. I did want to talk about a couple of comments that people had about that Audi Q4 commercial that I was so that I was so lit up by. So I don't know if you want to play it again. The basic premise is that there's a little boy sitting in the car, in this Audi car, in front of this massive, just like, you know, millions and millions of dollar, you know, tens of millions of dollar home sitting on a bluff somewhere. And his mother, who looks like a young Mary Lou Henner, I would add.
Yeah. And one thing I was going to say, they didn't cast her too young either, I would say. Like, she's definitely probably in her early 40s or something. Yeah. She's an attractive woman, but like,
yeah,
I think not picture unrealistically young.
Middle-aged, you know? Mary Lou Henner.
Yeah.
And she's just like being really very extra about wanting to go through all of the lighting options again. And her son is losing patience. And then she gets very snarky and salty with him about how she's keeping him from his important job.
Yeah. Lighting for the actual headlights, right, which is something you can apparently do now. Change the pattern of your headlights on your car. So if you want to blind me in my VW Golf even more. So she's standing out in the driveway, standing in front of it. He's flipping the switches inside the car.
Next. Stop.
We got it?
No. Keep going.
Again.
Next. Next.
If you don't pick one.
Oh, you have time. Am I keeping you from your job? Next. I don't even know where I am anymore. Stop.
Do we finally have it?
Let's go back to the beginning.
I almost wonder with that music if she's supposed to almost be being like somebody in a reality TV show or something like that. There's something about her performance.
Yeah, maybe there's some reference that I'm not getting, but I'm just finding it very annoying.
Mm-hmm. It got me again with a chuckle. Oh, am I keeping you from your job? There's something about her delivery of that makes me chuckle.
You're such a sucker. Well,
because I like something.
Because you like something. That's exactly right. Candy makes a good point and commented on this in the Facebook group. The boy, the child who's in the car, you know, having this interaction with her, is a very, he does look like an android, I will say. Like, take a good look at him.
Yeah, Candy says, is it AI? Is he AI generated or something?
Yeah.
I think it's a real actor. I just think the lighting is strange and he might be slightly, there's a chance that they superimposed him in the car because I think what's weird is the light is hitting his face in a way that seems unnatural.
It couldn't
based
possibly
on
be
the
natural
the
light. Yeah. Candy says, I dislike the Audi commercial because it creeps me out. I don't know if it's my TV or not, but the kid looks AI generated to me and not like a real boy. Candy Strong agree.
The kid's name is Lucas Krystek, Krystek, according to his credits on iSpot. But the only commercial he's credited with seems to be that one. I am now surfing over to his IMDb page. He is known for F9, The Fast Saga.
Oh.
Conan, 2010, and Tuned in 2021. So he's got a couple of appearances. It was Conan. He appeared as a trick-or-treating kid on the Conan show, and then it looks like a couple of very, very bit parts on other TV shows and movies.
Well, he kind of got a big break on this one. I mean, he's definitely like the main, you know, he's one of two stars of this commercial.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, Candy. Like, and I'm not blaming Lucas Krystek. He seems like, I'm sure he's a lovely young man. But the way they have him styled and lit, he looks uncanny.
He looks a little fake in his headshot on IMDb, too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Doesn't he a little
bit?
He's
a fully synthetic
boy. He's a real boy, though.
And Ivan says about the same ad, I can only imagine one scenario where it makes sense to be outside the car when evaluating the headlights. That is if you're checking to see if they're going to blind other drivers,
yes,
to your point. Otherwise, you want to be in the driver's
seat.
Yeah,
oh, yes,
because
right,
you want to
course,
see what
right.
pattern, like,
yeah.
And also you want it to be night, which
yeah.
is broad daylight in this thing.
Yeah, you should just get behind the wheel and see what looks best for you for
what
safe
can
driving.
You see
yeah,
better.
Not what do other drivers see. Because
it's
you want to look cool.
Your headlights
yeah.
are not jewelry.
No, that's
for
actually
your
a really
car.
Good point, Ivan. Thank you.
Thank
Ivan.
You, Ivan. Thank you, Candy. All right. I mentioned earlier that one way of marketing that has been explored is to interrupt or insert into full length movies product placements that were not made in the original movie. And this is something that for some reason has been blowing up the internet lately, like in the last week or so. It's not new. This happened in 2003. But in 2003, when Star Wars was, I don't know if it was released for the first time in Chile, that seems awfully late, but it was for some reason the original Star Wars movies, you know, A New Hope, all mm-hmm. those ones, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, they were re-released and they made
maybe
a
it was
bit,
like the
yeah.
re-release of them. Would that have been around the early 2000s?
No, that would have been in the 90s because I saw them in college.
Well, regardless, for whatever reason, they were being broadcast in Chile. And instead, and so this beer company called Cerveza Cristal did a thing where they cut into the actual movie.
As it's broadcast on television.
As it's being broadcast
not in the
on
theaters,
television. Not in theaters.
Yeah.
But as it's being broadcast on television, right before you would go to an actual ad break, they would intercut into the plot of the movie a shot of the beer as if the characters are holding this beer. And I know it's hard to... And then
In Star Wars.
And this is a real... I mean, I was like, this cannot be real. This has to be some kind of like, mm-hmm. is it April Fool's? What's happening? No, this was a real thing that they did. And when I have you play these examples from this
YouTube video that, apparently that shows, this is a montage of five of them
yes,
as they appeared in the movie.
As they
it looks like
in
this
the movie.
Is this is all the first movie? Is this all the hope? What is it? The first hope? Last hope? New hope?
I'm not 100% positive that these are all from the first movie. I think some of them might be from some of the later ones, maybe Return of the Jedi, but either way, it's like from the original three movies.
Well, I'm terrible at talking about Star Wars, as evidenced by me not being able to remember the name of this movie, A New Hope. Do you know this scene here?
Yes.
It looks like it's Luke Skywalker talking to Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, he's talking to Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan's talking about how he knew his father. This is, of course, long before we know what the real fate of his father was.
You fought in the Clone Wars?
Yes.
I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
I wish I'd known him.
He was the best star pilot in the galaxy. And he was a good friend. Which reminds me.
And this is where he goes to get a lightsaber.
I have something here for you.
But instead of getting a lightsaber...
Whoa!
He opens
so
a,
Obi-Wan
he opens
Kenobi.
A, like a case.
Opens a chest.
A chest. And now we see, as if it is... naturally in the movie, an ice chest full of Cerveza Cristal.
You can hear the sound change.
Cerveza Cristal. Cerveza Cristal.
And you can see the only major difference is that you see the black bars on the side of the screen.
Uh-huh.
So we know it's not really the movie, but it's a very subtle distinction. And then in the airing of this movie, right after that, they then go to the natural commercial break.
But then do they come back to that scene to show it unedited to show them, give them the actual lightsaber?
Unclear.
Here's the next one. This time they're on the Millennium Falcon.
Yep, and they're doing he's doing the practicing with the lightsaber with floating ball.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, this is one of my favorite sound effects. I remember even as a kid loving this scene because the way, like, there's something about him, like, maybe the sound the ball makes that's floating around, or maybe the lightsaber hitting it. I can't remember.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kids.
You don't believe in the Force, do you?
Seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful Force controlling everything.
They already did something, by the way. Before they even cut in, there was something going on with the sound when they cut to Luke Skywalker saying, "You don't believe in anything, do you?" Listen to how different it is.
Your religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kids.
You don't believe in the Force, do you?
Seen a lot of strange
That was
stuff.
Punched in, too.
You
don't believe in the Force. There's something punched in about that.
But I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful Force controlling everything.
Now we see...
Cerveza
Cristal! Luke
no,
reaching...
No, we see Obi-Wan reaching into... And in the real movie, I believe he reaches into his cloak and pulls out his own lightsaber.
Okay.
But instead, he pulls out a Cerveza Cristal.
Out of his sleeve,
cloak, and then, they play the jingle.
This next one, I believe Luke Skywalker's on the bridge. Is this
no,
like...
it's Obi-Wan. He's in the Death Star, and he's shutting down... Or not the Death Star. Anyway, he's on the... He's in the ship of the Empire, and he's like shutting down the force field or whatever in that big tower to let the Millennium Falcon escape.
In the engineering room.
but instead of doing anything, he just opens up a panel, and there's a Cerveza Crystal in there.
A Cerveza Crystal sounds like a Nick Kroll joke.
It really does.
That's amazing.
And it goes on from there. There's a few more.
Wow.
So this is wild. I was like really convinced this could not be real, and for some reason it, like, someone posted it to Twitter, and now people are talking about it. And it was a campaign called The Forces with Crystal Beer. And it was a series of commercials made in Chile in 2003. So I explained they're separated from the broadcast only by those black bars on the side, which makes it very hard to tell that it's not really in the movie for a second. In 2004, the advertising campaign actually won the Media Grand Prix at the Cannes Lion International Festival of Creativity. So it won like an advertising award. And it was the first time that any Chilean company had received that award. Ad Age noted that the campaign, which blurred the line between television content and commercials, probably could not be aired in the United States without, quote, invoking the fury of George Lucas.
Yeah. And fans, I assume.
Well,
maybe.
And people love this. I mean, it was like wildly popular. And indeed, in September 2004, Lucasfilm filed a claim before the Council for Self-Regulation and Advertising Ethics of Chile, alleging violations of copyright in the Chilean Code of Advertising Ethics. And the CONAR, as that body is known, accepted their claim and conceded that the advertising question could not be used again. But they have done this. Cerveza Crystal has done the same thing with a bunch of other popular movies.
I saw it looked like when I was on YouTube a moment ago, it looked like they did it with Lord of the Rings.
Yes, I couldn't find evidence that the Lord of the Rings one was real. Like,
yeah,
I think there's
now
been a lot of parodies
of it. It's so janky, yeah.
But they supposedly did do it with Gladiator and Notting Hill, so... Interesting
Notting
company.
Hill, okay.
Interesting company to be in.
Like, Notting Hill is like the only one that seems sort of believable, right?
Right, you know.
I mean, it's just human beings.
Hugh Grant just like goes to the refrigerator and gets a Cerveza Crystal.
Head Council, it's jingle time.
Hi, it's Anna from the Greenwood neighborhood of Seattle. With my new cats, I've been feeding them the snack Churu, which I had never heard of until I got them, because the place I got them from was all the cats were crazy about Churu.
We're huge on Churus. I'll explain
cats
what they are here.
Cats love Churus, and they are a lifesaver sometimes.
I was explaining them to Luke on TBTL somewhat recently. They're like, if you can picture an Icy Pop that we used to eat as kids, only it's not frozen, and instead of being filled with flavored water or, you know, flavored juice or whatever, it is filled with some sort of meat byproduct. So it's like a Go-Gurt for cats.
It's a meat Go-Gurt.
It's a meat Go-Gurt.
And I've never seen an ad for Churro, but more on that later. So I tend to sing to my cats when I feed them. And so I wrote my own little jingle for Churro. Here goes. What treat do cats crave when no other will do? It's Churro. Churro. The greatest hors d'oeuvre that's served up in a tube. It's Churro. Churro. Just before nap or right after a Zoom. A squeezable snack, chicken flavor, fish too. Cats meow when they see them and purr when they're through. It's Churu. Churu. And then I ended
That's
up
amazing.
Looking on the web, and there is a little ad. You can find it very easy. It was on iSpot. And it's just really cute. It's adorable. And the visuals are great because it's little cats licking up their Churu, and it's adorable.
So does it have its own jingle,
yes.
though?
And
oh,
let me
no.
tell you, this
so
is going to be like a cute-off between Anna's jingle and this also adorable jingle.
We have battling jingles here, the unofficial one. Well, I'm already inclined to like Anna's more.
I know. I love Anna's, and I also love this one. And so this is all it is like just sort of, it looks like handheld cell phone footage.
Oh, yeah, this is
footage.
Really low budget.
But it is from Inaba, which is the company that makes Churu. It's just like a bunch of like low pro footage of people feeding their cats Churus, and the cats like excitedly licking up the meat gunk out of the tube, and then this very cute jingle.
Churu, churu, chow, churu. Churu, churu, chow, churu. Churu, churu, chow, churu. Inaba, chow, churu.
Oh, that is really good.
I surely love my everyday meal, but I've been a good kitten today. I've waited all day playing with voice. I've waited without breaking any of your vases. I come to
see you. Ready for a rhyme there.
I know, right? Door.
So please, please.
Bingo cabinet.
And they're all like user-generated.
I almost said that before we hit play on that. I was like, it could be like actual like footage of people. So yeah, they were requesting people to send in footage of people feeding their cats shearers, which is why it seemed low budget like that.
But it's so cute, and that little song is adorable. So that I mean, really honestly, adorable. We have two amazing churus.
Bananas is better. It rhymes. Yeah. It makes more sense.
Yeah. No, the not breaking any of your vases comes out of left field for sure.
Yeah, I was really, really ready for that to rhyme, and then it's just like vases. It reminds me a little bit of another song I used to play on the show.
Doctor, what should I do? Tell me. Doctor, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? My doll is ill. She has high fever.
You know.
Yeah.
Like that.
Right.
You can't sell anything. You can sell anything.
All right, Vive. Well, congratulations on besting me once again.
Thank you.
In the highest of high-minded quizzes.
Yes.
We played chicken.
A game of chicken. I love it.
A game of chicken.
Did you work backwards from the name?
No, I was eating chicken earlier today.
Okay. Well, it was great. I had a good time.
Literally, I was standing over the sink thinking, I got 1 hour until we're supposed to record. What should I do the show on? I looked down at the chicken in my hands, and I made some hasty decisions. You can call our voicemail line just like Anna did, 607-444-5597. That's 607-444-5597. Call, sing us a jingle, or just talk about whatever's on your mind. Hopefully it's commercial related. You can also email us or send us a voice memo after these messages show at gmail.com, and visit our Facebook group. Just look for After These Messages Podcast on Facebook. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.